Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be here with you and I'm just so grateful. Hey, if you want to be prayed for live on the Pray Every Day show, go ahead and record your prayer request at marydemuth.com/pray, or you can record it on your phone and send it to mary@marydemuth.com. And the first Sunday of November, I will have an extended edition of Pray Every Day where I'm just going to pray for you. So from all over the world, send me your requests and I will pray for you. So I'm super excited about that. Okay, we're in Genesis 17 of the message, and this is what it says. When Abram was 99 years old, God showed up and said to him, "I am the strong God. Live entirely before me. Live to the hilt. I'll make a covenant between us and I'll give you a huge family." Overwhelmed, Abram fell flat on his face. Then God said to him, "This is my covenant with you. You'll be the father of many nations. Your name will no longer be Abram, but Abraham, meaning that I'm making you the father of many nations. I'll make you a father of fathers. I'll make nations from you. Kings will issue from you. I'm establishing my covenant between me and you, a covenant that includes your descendants, a covenant that goes on and on and on, a covenant that commits me to be your God and the God of your descendants. And I'm giving you and your descendants this land where you're now just camping, this whole country of Canaan, to own forever, and I'll be their God." God continued to Abraham, "And you will honor my covenant, you and your descendants, generation after generation. This is the covenant that you are to honor, the covenant that pulls in all your descendants. Circumcise every male, circumcised by cutting off the foreskin of the penis. It will be the sign of the covenant between us. Every male baby will be circumcised when he is 8 days old, generation after generation. This includes house-born slaves and slaves brought from outsiders who are not blood kin. Make sure you circumcise both your own children and anyone brought in from the outside. That way the covenant will be cut into your body, a permanent mark of my permanent covenant. An uncircumcised male, one who has not had the foreskin of his penis cut off, will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant." God continued speaking to Abraham, "And Sarai, your wife, don't call her Sarai any longer. Call her Sarah. I'll bless her. Yes, I'll give you a son by her. Oh, how I'll bless her. Nations will come from her. Kings of nations will come from her." Abraham fell flat on his face, and then he laughed, thinking, "Can a 100-year-old man father a son? And can Sarah at 90 years have a baby?" Recovering, Abraham said to God, "Oh, keep Ishmael alive and well before you." But God said, "That's not what I mean. Your wife Sarah will have a baby, a son. Name him Isaac." Laughter. "I'll establish my covenant with him and his descendants, a covenant that lasts forever. And Ishmael, yes, I've heard your prayer for him. I'll also bless him. I'll make sure he has plenty of children, a huge family. He'll father 12 princes. I'll make him a great nation, but I'll establish my covenant with Isaac, whom Sarah will give you about this time next year." God finished speaking with Abraham and left. Then Abraham took his son Ishmael and all his servants, whether houseborn or purchased, every male in his household, and circumcised them, cutting off their foreskins that very day, just as God had told him. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised. His son Ishmael was 13 years old when he was circumcised. Abraham and Ishmael were circumcised the same day together with all the servants of his household, those born there and those purchased from outsiders. All were circumcised with him. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I read this passage and I think about just this beautiful covenant and the blessing. And so I pray a blessing over the people listening to this podcast today. I pray your blessing, your favor, your light, your lightness, your kindness, and your love over their lives today. And Lord, I also acknowledge that when Abraham talked to you and when he experienced your presence, he fell flat on his face. And Lord, help us to have that kind of holy awe for you today, to realize that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are the Lord of heaven and earth, the creator of everything that we've seen, the sovereign God, the all-powerful God, the all-knowing God. And Lord, help us to understand who you are and help us to live our lives in response to that with glorious, humble worship. You are worthy of our words. You're worthy of our actions. You're worthy of our surrender. Lord Jesus, help us to take up our cross today and follow you. Help us to understand what it means to follow and serve you alone, and help us to know what it means to love you with everything in our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. Would you give us the strength today to love the unlovely, and to love those who are persecuting us, and to love those who are difficult in our lives. Lord, you cause the rain to wash over the just and the unjust, and the sun to shine upon them all. Help us to have that kind of same idea of loving those you put us in contact with today. You love every single person on the face of this earth. Help us to reflect who you are by the way we treat others. And again, we just fall down on our faces before you because you are worthy. You are worthy. You are holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And we worship you. We love you. We praise you for all you have done. We praise your name and we praise your works. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be a part of the Patreon crowd, I would love that. You can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. This is how we keep the podcast going. It pays for engineering and all the help that my assistant Kristen does in getting this podcast out to more people. So thank you in advance for doing that. And thank you to all the patrons. There's a $10 level where you'll get free art, and a $25 level where you'll get a free podcast. And at the $100 level, I will place you on my personal prayer group list, and you will hear some of my prayer requests. So anyway, I hope, and believe me, I've got plenty, but I hope you're having a great day and you know that you are loved and that you have that reverence and awe for the God who loves you.